From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Food and Drug Administration says that it has found ingredients that are potentially dangerous, unapproved, or counterfeit in spot checks of prescription drugs shipped into the United States. The announcement comes as the federal government tries to crack down on the growing business of reselling discount drugs from Canada. Many prescription drugs are far cheaper north of the border, and the crackdown is angering some American customers. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
When RX of Canada opened its first San Diego store earlier this year, Mary Kruger was one of the first customers. The 67-year-old retiree takes Lipitor for cholesterol and blood pressure medication, while her diabetic husband takes seven different drugs. Kruger says buying their medicine from Canada through the RX storefront has cut their bill by two-thirds.
It's been wonderful. I have no worries about the medication at all. There is a need for this.
Orders from RX of Canada are filled by internet pharmacies in Manitoba, a Canadian province that borders Minnesota and North Dakota. Supplying mail-order drugs to Americans has grown into a $400 million business there. Marianne Mihaichuk is Manitoba's trade minister.
The internet pharmacies, or as they prefer to be called, the international pharmacies, have really been a huge boon to Manitoba.
While many Americans buy their drugs directly from Canadian pharmacies using toll-free telephone numbers or the internet, some still prefer to deal with a contact in their own neighborhood. That's given rise to dozens of storefront businesses in the U.S. that act as middlemen for the Canadians, collecting sales commissions of 5 to 10%.
RX of Canada, this is Rochelle. 2 milligrams, do you take it once a day? Okay, 90 tablets is 12402.
The San Diego storefront, where Mary Kruger orders drugs, was started by Scott Kirkland. When a friend's mother was diagnosed with breast cancer, Kirkland found that drugs were much cheaper in Canada, and he spotted an opportunity.
I've got an entrepreneurship mind, and I think that's what this country's built on, is to go out and find a need for someone and also profit just a little bit on the side, and you can hopefully stay in business and do some good for some people.
But Kirkland's business has dropped off in the last few weeks, ever since the Justice Department asked a federal judge to shut down the storefronts, saying they're endangering public health. Associate Commissioner William Hubbard says the FDA can't guarantee the safety of drugs that come from outside the U.S.
FDA has seen numerous examples in which websites or middlemen purporting to sell FDA-approved, U.S.-made drugs from Canada are actually sending something other than those. In fact, we have seen some drugs that are very problematic from a safety point of view.
But storefront owner Kirkland argues the safety issues are a smokescreen, that what the government is really doing is protecting the ability of U.S. drug makers to charge one price for their product in Canada and a much higher price here at home.
Here we are in America, the free world, and we can import food, we can import cars, but yet you're going to tell me that I've got to go buy my drugs where you tell me to buy them and at whatever cost you tell me to buy them, and no, I have no other option. That is as un-American as it gets.
Many lawmakers agree. This summer, the House passed a bill that would legalize imports of FDA-approved drugs from Canada and 24 other industrialized countries. In the meantime, a federal judge will hold a hearing next week on whether to shutter the storefronts. If that happens, retiree Mary Kruger is not sure where she'll buy her drugs, but she's very unhappy with the federal government's crackdown. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.